Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The modern man society at MIT is presented in Swami Bhaktisiddhanta. The Swami and the beautiful contingent will begin after the chanting of Swami. The Swami is a spiritual master of the position of consciousness in that, which you all describe being.
Abhyana Pinam Nasha Jnananjan Salataya Chakshu Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. This prayer is offering respectful obeisances to the spiritual mass. Why? Because the spiritual master is the person who opens our eyes complicated in ignorance with the torch of transcendental knowledge. Timiram Dasha. Every one of us born ignorant, and we require specific education and training for seeing things as they are. Today, I am very glad to meet you. You are all students of technology. This Krishna consciousness movement is also another technology. Unfortunately, in the modern state of civilization, there are different departments of knowledge. There is department of teaching medical science. There is department of teaching engineering. There is department of educating so many other departments of knowledge. Unfortunately, there is no department for distributing knowledge in the hands of the soul. But that is important, most important. Because the soul is the mainstay, is the background of all our movements. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a nice verse, Indriyani Pararahu, Indriyabhya Parah Manah, Manasastu Paro Buddhi, Buddhastu Ja Parah Sa. The idea is that in the present consciousness, I am thinking that I am this body. Although actually I am not this body. This is ignorance. And body means the senses. I am acting means just like I am talking. This, that means I am using my tongue for vibration. So, this bodily activities means sensual activities. But, if you go deep into the matter, the senses can only act when the mind is sound. If the mind is not sound, a crazy man or a madman cannot use his senses properly. Therefore, higher science. First of all, technology of the senses. And the next higher technology is of the mind, which is known as psychology, thinking, feeling, willing. They are trying to understand how they are working, And about this mind, mental science, there is the science of intelligence. And about the science of intelligence, the background is the soul. Unfortunately, we have got technology for the bodily senses. We have got technology for psychology, but we have neither any technology for intelligence nor for any technology in the science of the soul. The Krishna consciousness movement is the technology of the science of soul. There is a nice story. You will appreciate it. In India, especially in Bengal, there are many rivers. The land is full of rivers because it is on the bank of the Bay of Bengal. All rivers are falling. Therefore, Bengal, the land of especially the East Bengal, is full of rivers. One student of technology was going home and he was on the boat. So the student was asking the boatman, "Do you know what are the stars?" The boatman said, "Sir, we are ordinary boatmen. What do you know about these stars?" "Oh, then your 50% of life is wasted, useless." Then he was asking, "Do you know what are these trees? Do you know any science of botany?" He said, "Sir, we are ordinary laborers. What do you know about botany?" "Oh, then 75% of your life is useless." In this way, the student of technology was asking the boatman, "Do you know this? Do you know that?" And he said, "That I am an ordinary man. What do I know all these things?" Then, all of a sudden, there was a black cloud and there was storm and the river began to be inflated. And the boatman says, "My dear sir, do you know swimming?" Oh, he says, "No." Then he says, "Then your 10% knowledge is spoiled. Now you have to go down to the river. Your life is finished." In this way, they dropped into the river and the technological student, because he did not know how to swim, so the storm and the waves grasped him. The idea is that we are making progress, certainly, in technology, in economics, in so many other departments of human necessities. But Bhagavad Gita says that the real problem of this world, a real problem of our life, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, "Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam." If you are intelligent enough, then you should see the real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. Janma means birth and mrityu means death. Janma mrityu jara. Jara means old age, and vyadhi means disease. So, actual material problem is this, janma mrityu jara. We have forgotten that in the abdomen of my mother, how precarious condition I was living in. Of course, we can know from the description of medical science or any other science how the child is packed up there and how much suffering is there. The wounds by the child and he cannot express, he suffers the suffering. Similarly, the mother is something and the pungent taste also gives him suffering. So these descriptions are there in the shastras and the scriptures and authentic Vedic literature, how the child suffers within the abdomen of mother. So these are the sufferings of birth. At least one child has to remain in that air-packed condition at least for 10 months. Now just imagine, if you are put into that air-packed condition for 3 minutes, now you will immediately die. But actually, we have that experience to remain in the mother's home in that air-packed condition for 10 months. The suffering was there. But because the child was incapable of expressing, therefore, or his consciousness was not so elevated, he could not cry, but the suffering was there. Similarly, at the time of death, there is suffering. Similarly, old man, just like us, we have got so many complaints, bodily complaints, because now everything, the anatomical and physiological condition is deteriorating. The stomach is not digesting foodstuffs so nicely as when I was young I could digest. So the sufferings are there. Similarly, disease. Who wants disease? So modern technology, they have advanced undoubtedly. But there is no remedy for, to stop birth, death, old age and disease. This is real problem. But because these problems cannot be solved by the modern scientific advancements of knowledge, they have practically set aside or neglect because they cannot solve it. But there is a solution. There is a solution. That solution of this problem is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that Mam upesha sauntiya dukkhalam asasatam napnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramangataha. My dear Arjuna, if somebody comes to me, me means here the Supreme Personality of Godhead is saying, Krishna. Right? If somebody comes to me, then he hasn't got to take birth again in this miserable material condition. Dukkhalam asasatam. Dukkhalam means the place of misery. We are thinking that we have made a paradise, but actually the place is miserable because the threefold misery, they are there, either in America or in India or any other country, China or any other planet. The material misery, which are three kinds, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik. Adhyatmik means misery pertaining to the body and the mind. Sometimes you are feeling headache, sometimes you are feeling samadha pain, any thing appertaining to the body and mind, there is some pain. These are called abhyati. Similarly, there are other pains inflicted by other living entities. They are called adibhoti. Similarly, other pains also, which is offered by the nature, by the laws of nature. All of a sudden there is earthquake, all of a sudden there is famine, or similar others which we have no control over. So these three kinds of miseries are always there. But under the spell of illusion, we are thinking that we are happy. Illusion means that the material energy is so illusory that however a living entity may be in abominable condition, he thinks that he is happy. You take any animal, just like take the hog, life is more silly like, of course you have no experience to see in your city hog. In India, there are many hogs in the city, and they are living in filthy place, they are eating stool, and most abominable life. But even you ask a hog that you are living in such abominable condition, let me do you something good. He refused to accept. If you give him something nice preparation, as you have got in India, halwa, he will not accept it. He will accept too, because his body is meant for that purpose, and he will not like any palatable foodstuff, he will like that too. This is the spell of mind. So Krishna consciousness means that if we want, if we are actually educated, then we must try to question that why I am suffering. This is called Brahma Jignasa. In the Vedanta Sutra, the first aphorism is Tathātu Brahma Jignasa. One should inquire about his existence as soul, not as body or as mind, because he is neither body nor mind. So, this Vedanta Sutra says there that Athātha Brahma Jignasa. Athātha means this is the time, this human form of life, develop consciousness with greater intelligence than the animals. One should inquire about his spiritual existence. That is real technology. And Srimad Bhagavat says that parabhavastavat abodhajata javanna vijnasatmahatmatatyam. So long one does not inquire about his spiritual existence, every one of us born ignorant, because we do not know what is our real identity. Generally, we accept that I am this body, but actually I am not this body. This thing can be understood very easily. Suppose you are seeing all along a friend, all of a sudden he dies, and you say, my friend is gone. Well, your friend is lying there with all the body, hands, legs, everything. He is lying there. Why do you say that your friend is gone? Then you have never seen your friend. You have seen only his bodily structure. That's all. Similarly, at the present moment, the humanitarian work is going on, but we do not know what is the basic principle of humanitarian work. The Bhagavad answers this. Jasnātu buddhi kunapeti bhāgukhi. A person who is in the knowledge that I am this body, and kasit-kalaprādīśu bhomo idyadī, and if one thinks that in relationship with this body, my kinsman, they will protect me. And if he thinks that the land where this body is grown, that is the worshipable land, then he is accepted like animal. Saiva Gokhat. So these instructions are there. Unfortunately, we have no time, neither we have desire to understand actually what I am, why I am suffering, what is this world, what is my relationship with this world, what is God, what is my relationship with God. These questions are very important questions, and there is technology to understand these questions. And the Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, all these literatures are there. If you kindly, of course, see to these literatures, you will find the solution of the problems of life. But we are not interested. That is the difficulty. We are thinking that we are happy, we have no problem, although there are so many problems, and we are not happy. This is called Maya. Maya means what is not. Ma means not. Ya means this. This is called Maya. We are thinking that we are happy, but actually we are not happy. And even if we are happy, how long we are happy? Suppose taking, for example, you Americans, you are the richest nation of the world. Your material comforts and everything is better than other countries' standard of living. But just try to think how long you can remain as American. Stay for 50 years or 100 years, at most. Then, but you do not know what is going to happen in my next life, because you do not believe in the next life. But actually there is next life. So, if you don't take care of my next life, and if we irresponsibly waste our valuable human form of life like ordinary animals, the ordinary animals, they demand something for eating, they want to sleep, they want to defend, and they want to mate. So similarly, if human being is also busy with the four principles of bodily demand, namely eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Then, according to Vedic literature, it is said that he is not human. Karmena hina pasadi samana. He is a human being, does not understand his real spiritual identity, and simply busy with these four demands of bodily necessities, then pasubhi samana is as equal as with lower animals, cats and dogs. So, Bhagavad Gita gives you clue. It is not very difficult to understand this science. The Bhagavad Gita gives you the information of the spirit soul. Very simply, the Bhagavad Gita says, Dehinasmin jatha dehi kovumara jovanam jara tatha dehantaram prati jivastatana mahiras. Just like within this body, when you are a child, you are within this body, not exactly this body, but another body which was so small. Now, where is that body? That body is gone. We have got another body. So, Bhagavad Gita says, as we are changing body, moment to moment, dehina swin jatha dehi. Dehina means the soul, the spirit soul, which is embodied within this body, as he is changing body from moment to moment. This is a fact, a medical fact, that you are changing body every moment. Similarly, the last thing is called death. But you have to say, we have to accept another body. But we do not know what sort of body we are going to accept. that technology is one thing in the modern civilization. But there are 8,400,000 of different bodies, and after leaving this body, you may enter any of such bodies. You may become, after leaving this body, you can become American, or you can become Indian, or you can become Chinaman, or you can become God in the moon planet, or some other planet, or you can become dog, you can become horse, you can become serpent, anything. That we can. That is under the control of the material nature. That is not under your control. But if you take to the Krishna consciousness, it will be under your control. How it is possible? The Bhagavad Gita answers this. Jyanti deva pratadevan, sitrim jyanti sitrim vataha. Bhute kya jyanti bhutani, matyadino ki jyanti maam. If you want to enter into another planet, say moon planet, or sun planet, or Venus planet, there are innumerable planets. The ultimate highest planet is called Brahma Loka. And the advantage of going to Brahma Loka is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That you can get a life. Sahasra yuga padyantam arhajyat brahmano vidu. You can get their life for millions and millions of years. But still there is death, and there is birth, and there is that old age, and there is that disease. But you madhyama gatya punarjanana vidyate. But if somebody is transferred to that planet which is called Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, or Vaikuntha, then one hasn't got to come back to the material and the temporary existence. So these informations are there, and they are very scientific. They are not dogmatic. If you accept them with reason and argument and with human consciousness, the solutions are there. So Krishna consciousness is the movement. It is not new movement. This movement is at least current since 500 years before. Lord Chaitanya, he started this movement in the 15th century. So, this movement is current everywhere in India, but in your country, of course, it is new. But our request is that you kindly take this moment little serious. We do not ask you to stop your technological advance. You do it. There is a nice proverb in Bengal that an old man who is busy in household work is also she also takes care for dressing herself nice. It is the nature of women. When they go out, they dress very nicely. Similarly, you may be busy with all kinds of technology that is not for women. But at the same time, you try to understand this technology, the science of soul. That is there. It is not a bogus propaganda. It is factual, it is science. As science is not bogus propaganda, similarly, this Krishna consciousness is also not bogus propaganda. As science means 2 + 2 = 4, similarly, Krishna consciousness means mitigating the all problems of life. And the process is very easy. It is recommended by Lord Chaitanya that in this age, for self-realization, this process, Harim Nama, Harim Nama, Harim Nama, Kevalam, Karo nasti va nasti va nasti va kati dhammatha. Lord Caitanya says that in this age, when our life is very short, we are not very much enlightened in spiritual matter, and we are very lazy at the same time, and at the same time we are unfortunate. So, under these conditions, the people are recommended simply to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, you keval. Now this Hare Krishna movement, you may say that this Krishna is Indian name or Hindu name. Why Swami chant Krishna? But if you have got any name of God, you can chant that also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that God has millions and billions of names. So any name is as good as Krishna. It doesn't matter. Then why we chant Hare Krishna? Because we are following the footprints of Lord Chaitanya and he chanted this holy name, we are chanting. So he shall request you most humbly that it is, there is no loss on your part, but the gain is immense. If you get today chanting Hare Krishna, then gradually your misconception of this life will be cleared off. You will understand your real identity and will act in that way. And the technology is so nice that you may remain in your business. That doesn't matter. Simply, you have to chant Hare Krishna. Suppose you are walking on the street. If you chant Hare Krishna, nobody is taxing you, nobody is bothering you. But if by chanting Hare Krishna, if you derive some benefit, why do you neglect it? That is our submission. So, this movement is for making solution of the problems of life, and it can be easily done. And anyone can accept it. It doesn't matter whether he is Indian or American or Hindu or Muslim or Christian. It doesn't matter. Simply, these vibrations, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. So, I shall thank you if you join us with this kirtan and at least for a few minutes you chant this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question, you can post. Yes? It is not Hindu approach. It is, we are recommending that you chant the holy name of God. Why do you say it is Hindu approach?
As I understood you, I thought you said that this is appropriate here in the people who are very interested or are not interested in that particular church. But if this is true, is there something that doesn't follow? In other words, should it spread to some other forms of
whatever? There are many other forms, of course, but this form is the easiest and just suitable for the people of this age. Just like you gather and together and chant Hare Krishna, anyone can actually, we are doing that in your country. Wherever I go, I chant this, and the American boys and girls take part in our class. So, there is no difficulty, and this is the easiest. Simply, we do not ask that you must be very highly educated, you must be a philosopher, you must be expert in breathing exercise, or this word, that word, no. We don't require any qualification. Simply come and keep with us and chant Hare Krishna and see the result.
you are present in this life with anything or with
Oh yes, so there are many followers. You can ask how they have changed. There were many letters. And here, there are my students. You can ask directly how they have changed. This is practical. Yes.
Happiness over a long time will also help affect where our mind will go after we die when form will come back.
The first thing is, by chanting, your misconception of life will be clear. At the present moment, I am thinking that I am this body. And therefore, because my body is born in this land, therefore I am thinking I am American. And because I happen to take my birth in a certain family, so I am thinking I am Christian or Hindu. But all these things are basic reasons. When we clear the misconception of my life, then I can understand that I am pure soul. Aham Brahmasmi. The Vedic language says that I am spirit soul. And as soon as you understand, then Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Sudati Nakanga. As soon as you realize yourself as soul, then you become immediately free from all anxiety. Prasannātmā. Prasannātmā means jolly. Spiritual life means natural joy. Ārandamaya vyāsāt. The Vedanta Sutra says the spirit is by nature joyful. So, because we are spirit, we are always hankering after joyous life. But because our expression is through this material mind and body, it is not being fulfilled. So as soon as you stand on the spiritual platform, you actually stand on the platform of joyous life. That is the immediate gain. Seva tatpunam ajanam bhava mahadava nivitvapa. Immediate. Yes. What is the meaning of your sign in the neck? What is the meaning of your sign in the neck? Oh, that is not my sign. That is technological sign.
How many people in India have found true spirituality through Indian religion?
What do you mean by Indian religion?
By any of the true religions which are offered in India, not only yours. But
you do not know what is Indian religion. The Indian religion is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Have you read Bhagavad Gita? Then you do not know what is Indian religion. Indian religion is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, there is no greater higher authority than Krishna. You can accept it. At least the Indians, they accept. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said in the beginning that yadā-yadāhi dharmasya glāni bhavati. Whenever there is discrepancy in the matter of discharging religious principles, I appear. Now, if you accept this religion means the Hindu religion or Muslim religion or Christian religion or Buddhist religion, the Krishna does not propose such religion. He is at the end of Bhagavad Gita, he says, sarva dharmān parityajya mānekam saraṇam vraja. You give up all other religious principles. You simply surrender unto me. So religion, either you take it Hindu religion or Muslim religion or Christian religion, religion means to surrender unto God. And in the Bhagavat explains, Tabai Pulsa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radho Khaje, that is the perfect type of religion who is teaches surrendering unto the Supreme Lord. That is religion. Either you take it Hindu religion, or Christian religion, or Muslim religion, or any religion. Real religion means surrendering unto God. If there is no surrender unto God, there is no religion. Why do you ask for India? I am talking of religious principles. How many of you Christians you surrender unto God? First answer is, then you go to India. Anyone, Christian or Muslim or Hindu, it doesn't matter. The confession of God is there. If you do not surrender unto God, you are no religion. Yes?
In the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna has arguments, go forth to the battle and not to play the judges and not to be part of the material world and to keep the player and the plane are one, should the young American faced with the war in Vietnam go forth to Vietnam realizing that the player and the plane are one? And that all this slaughter of karma and follow the way of the state.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, he was a devotee of Krishna, a friend of Krishna. But as you know it. So, in the beginning, he did not like to fight. He denied. So any devotee of God or Krishna is not fond of war or fighting with any other. But if there is necessity, if Krishna wants that fight, a devotee of Krishna will accept that fight. If you think that your Vaishnav fighting is ordered by Krishna, then it is all right. If it is not, then it is not. That is Krishna consciousness. We act in Krishna consciousness. If Krishna says, if God says this is right, we accept it right. If God says it is wrong, we accept it wrong. Because we think we are poor, we have poor fund of knowledge, we do not know what is right and wrong. Therefore, if God says or Krishna says it is right, we accept it right. If God says or Krishna says it is wrong, we accept it wrong. Yes?
How does one body serve
the soul? Yes. When you see your body, you think that this is my finger, this is my hand, this is my head, this is my chest, this is my leg. You simply think simply, you will find this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. But if you try to find out, then what is I? Then you find out, that is called self-realization. You are simply now engrossed with things, mind, but you do not know what is I. That the identification of myself or I with this body is wrong. The identification of I with the mind is also wrong. The identification of I with intelligence is also wrong. When you actually come to the platform of spiritual understanding, then you understand that I am neither this body, neither this senses, neither this mind, nor intelligence, but I am spiritual. That is called Brahmajnana or Brahma realization. And the symptom will be, as soon as you are actually in self-realization, you will be happy. You will have no anxiety. That is the test. Just like when a tree from disease, then there is no pain. Similarly, when you actually realize that you are still soul, aham brahmasmi, then the symptom will be that there will be no anxiety and no lamentation and no bereavement or no so-called, I would say, happiness. You have the surety, as soon as you feel that you are free from all anxiety, then it is sure that you have realized yourself.
How can you be sure you are free from all anxiety
and able to achieve happiness? You have to follow the process when you feel. Just like if you are diseased, if you have to undergo treatment of the physician, and you have to take medicine, and when you are actually free, you yourself feel, yes, I am free. But without going under treatment of an expert physician or taking the medicine, how you can be free from the disease? Yes.
I don't understand exactly how Christian consciousness is different than the other religions. But I think Christianity and Judaism and Muslims, they have the idea that a person should pray and sometimes can't communicate with God, understand His way. And all religions need to have this, so I don't see how it's different.
There is no difference. I have already explained that we are recommending that you chant the holy name of God. If you have got any holy name of God in your religion, you can chant that. We don't say that you chant Krishna. Just like you are thirsty, you want water. Somebody may call water, somebody may call pani, somebody may call jal, that doesn't matter. But you want water. Similarly, if you have got any name for calling the Supreme Lord, you call in that name, it doesn't matter. That is our advantage. When you say Harinama means the holy name of the Supreme Lord. Yes.
There's different techniques for reaching consciousness or God consciousness or self-realization. What can be recommended for finding out which technique is the best?
Yes, that I've already explained. That technique is best by which you develop your love of God. That is the test. If by following Christian religion or Mohammedan religion or Hindu religion, you actually develop your transcendental love for God, that is the best technique. If you have no love for God, simply you follow the technique, then it is simply leveling, that's all. I don't say any barriers. I say that is the best technique by which you develop love of God. Now you find out. What is that best thing? If you find that in your technique you are developing love of God, it is best. We don't say that you accept this technique or that technique. Any technique by which, just like a man is diseased, any medicine by which he is cured, that is best medicine. Similarly, the criterion is whether you have developed love for God or you are still in love for the matter. That is the thing. Kavai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaj. This is the definition of technique in Srimad Bhagavatam. That technique is the best form of technique. of religious activity, by which you can develop your service attitude towards the Supreme Personality of God. This service attitude is there. You are serving. Either you are serving your family, or you are serving your body, or you are serving your society, or serving your country, or if you have no engagement to service, you are serving some dog, you are serving some cat, you are serving some animal. The serving spirit is there, but we do not know what to place our service and become actually benefited by the service. Therefore, you have to develop the spirit of service attitude towards the Supreme Personality of God. When you develop that consciousness, that is called Krishna consciousness or God consciousness or whatever physical name it is.
Yes.
No, the souls are innumerable. Asankhar. It is stated in the Vedic literature. Asankhar. You cannot count. Asankhar. And in the Upanishad it is said, Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam Eka Bhunam Vidadati Tama. God is also a living entity. As we are living entity, He is also living entity. But He is the chief living entity. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam. He is the leader of all living entities. Eka Bhunam Vidadati Tama. That one Supreme is supplying all the necessities of these many. So, living entity is just like sparks. Of the fire. The fire is, big fire is one. But the sparks, there are millions. Similarly, we are all qualitatively one with God. Just like fire and fire spark. Qualitatively, all of them are fire. But the big fire and small fire is different. Similarly, we are also of the same quality as God. But we are very minute and God is great. No, the same soul is changing just like you are changing a dress. Now you are in some colored dress, you may have some white dress or some red dress. Similarly, Vathansi Jinnani Jathabhyas. As soon as your dress is old enough, you cannot use it anymore. He has to change his death. Similarly, the present body, as soon as it is no more workable, you have to accept another body. Now, taking it, accepted as death, that the next body needs less death. That death will be offered according to the payment, or according to your work. If you have worked just like a god, then you get the dress of a god. And if you have worked like a dog, then you get the grace of a dog. Yes, there is gradual evolution from dog life, from animal life again, the evolutionary process that is accepted by anthropology, that they come to the human being, and then there is a chance to get out of this bodily embodiment, and you can get yourself free life in the spiritual world. So if you lose this chance, then you again go to the cycle of birth and death in so many forms of bodies. Therefore, we should utilize this enlightened body, the human form of body, the civilized form of life, for our next eternal life. You should prepare ourselves to go to that form of life which has no more but death or disease or old. Eternal life.
Yes.
Certainly. He may be a thief or thief. The chanting is so powerful that he should be thief. If you are a thief, you can try it. Yes.
Is this continual reincarnation only occurring on this earth, or is it occurring on other planets?
Oh, other planets, all throughout the whole material world.
Is there interchange between these planets?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You can go in another planet also, because it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvaga. Sarvaga means the soul can be transferred to any place. It may be in America, it may be in India, in moon planet, sun planet, or anywhere. No, this material universe is created and dissolved. Bhutya, bhutya, pradiya. Just like this body. It is born for some time, it will stay for some time, it will go for some time, then it will become old and it will die. Similarly, the whole universe is like that. It has its creation, it stays for some time, a long duration of time, and it creates so many other things, byproducts, and there will be time when everything will be vanquished. That is called spiritual kingdom in the spirit. Yes, if you are not liberated, then you have to come to this material world and change one body after another. That is your business. But if you get yourself transferred to the spiritual world, then there is no more coming back to this material world, and you get your eternal, blissful life of knowledge.
What happens if you and the soul has not yet transferred?
The same thing, what happens when your body will be vanquished? Nothing happens. The same thing will go on. There are many bodies, there are many universes. It is coming and going and vanquishing. This is the law of nature. No, it is created. As your body is created, similarly, anything material, it has got a life. It has got a period of creation. It stays for some time, then it is finished. Yes. Very nice. Thank you. So, you can ask anything. Come on.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
राधा कृष्ण गो गोपनाथ शाम कुंड राधा पंडित की जय, वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवद्वीप धाम की जय, गंगा माई की जय, यमुना माई की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, सावीर भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड बॉडी, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड बॉडी, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड बॉडी। थैंक यू वेरी मच। So we have got our class here. We can announce.
Swami Bhaktivedanta is speaking 3 times a week in Austin at the Radha Krishna Temple, at least for the month of May. We've just begun the Bhagavad Gita's first chapter, first verse, Monday, and it will be resumed again next Monday because of Friday engagement at Boston College. So you're all invited to come and participate there. It's a very opulent little temple with lots of paintings and, of course, Swamiji. And at this temple, every Sunday, we have a love feast. It's very sumptuous Indian delicacy. And we invited to that. That's at noon every Sunday. The temple is in Austin, 95 Glendale Avenue. If you're taking the Boston College trolley, you get off at Harvard in Commonwealth, and it's one block up on Harvard, which is parallel. Glendale is parallel to Commonwealth. And you can get there by bus off at the Union Square. The classes are 7. You have some flyers we'll hand out to you.
The meeting.
The Swami is here.
Today or Thursday?
Monday, Wednesday, next Monday. So, this is a real class. So, real fun. We're starting Bhagavad Gita as it is. I'm going to go around with the tambourine upside down for the collection. That will help us to keep this program going, actually, and barely. Also, very important, the Swami will leave this area as soon as another city gives him something more attractive. Attractive means to preach Krishna consciousness to the city.
Today is Upparajno, his yogi, and Sun is the energy of the sun.
But sunshine is enter in your room. If you change that sun has entered into my room, that is wrong. But sunshine is not different from the sun. Similarly, that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Everything is resting in me. Definition is energy. But not that everything is wrong.
It appears that I don't know what else you might call it, but just standing.
If you have no child, then how you can understand what is in here and what the thing is?
No, but then, this is like saying that if you have ever leaked into a well, you don't know what happened to you.
Definitely, you don't know yourself. The fact is not in you that you are identifying yourself with this cause if you are wrong. After all, try to understand yourself, then you will understand what is wrong.
But I am God.
Suppose you are in the sunshine, you cannot say that you are in the sun planet.
But it's all the same.
No, why are you listening?
Of course.
Why are you listening?
It's all
now,
the same.
No. If you go to the sun, you cannot go to that one imagination what is sun. How do you see
you don't have that imagination, you have that insight. That's
what is that Why do you say it is heat and it is cold?
It's all the same thing.
Why does it all have heat? It can't be said.
Of course it is the same.
No.
Everything is heat.
It's all it. Warm and cold, heat and heat. Always is acting.
No. Because from what I understand of it, Corbin is saying are all the same thing.
This is talking. The cause is talking. You don't like to get talking from this fact.
This is illusion.
Service of man is the service of God. And why not have you come back and become man? What is it?
Then why do you go to the service and come to the service of God? God, the service of man. If you say service of man is service of God, then service of God is service of man.
Okay, fine.
Now, by serving God, I can serve whole humanity.
That's good.
But you, how many human beings can serve?
You, the man class is better. But I don't know what is God, but I know
God,
which God
knows
that
is.
The part of God is
still alive. That means, yes,
and then the husband, the
God is everything.
We are the part of God.
That's all right.
Okay.
Now, part of God, just like your finger, is part of your body. Suppose if you wash your finger, then does it mean that you are taking bath whole body?
No.
Then how you can serve? By serving this part.
Well, because it is a problem today, and right now, we can't be
really.
So, your argument is the service of man is service of God. That's your point.
Yeah. I say that if service of man is service of God, then service of God is service of man.
No, let me see.
Well, actually, yes and no,
it is one of the same, but because I don't know
God.
God.
I don't know God.
God. That's why which is the philosophy.
Your argument is that is a man who has
it not God. It is not my argument, it is the argument of Ramakrishna. It is
rather
now we are
representing
we are representing Ramakrishna, that's
why. I take it.
Because I am of the entire Raman.
I want to know the truth.
The truth thing is the example I give you that service of the body means service of the stomach. Service of the body does not mean service of the finger.
Service of the body means the service of part of God. Because body is an embodiment
now,
of the soul.
For example, suppose if you want to take the whole body, and if you want to serve this body, you must give food.
So, what to give food?
The finger or the stomach?
Therefore,
God is the stomach.
Okay, do you supply food to us
at every part of the body?
Okay, good. Stomach is a part of God. I don't say it's
the
whole
of God. Part of God.
Because it's in
God.
Yes, that's
true. I know.
Okay, next time I go to Howard Sharon, I'll just get some moments that you can say.
Okay, fine. I'll ask your name.